Parshas Tazria begins with the words Isho ki Tazria v'yoldo zochor. And Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash, which says, Omar Rabbi Simloi, Kishem shi yitziroso shelodom achar kol behema chaya v'oif b'maisa bereshis. Rabbi Simloi pointed out that just as when Hashem created the world, we find that man was created after everything else, after the domesticated animals, the non-domesticated animals, the birds, the last and final item in creation was man. Kach toirosoi misparsho achar toiras behema chayev oif. Torah explains the laws of the different animals, which ones are kosher, which ones aren't, etc., all the different species, and the laws related to them. The Torah first explains and discusses the laws of all the other beings, the animals, the birds, and then only afterward, that was in the previous parsha, in Parsha Shmini, and then in Tazria Metzora, it first starts discussing the laws related to man, men and women. It's interesting to note that when we speak about creation, there are actually two reasons given as to why man was created last. One reason that's given is that Hashem wanted man to be able to enter into a world that was completely ready and prepared for him, so that in a sense, man would not have any excuse at all that he's lacking in anything in order to accomplish the mission that he has. And in fact, this was Hashem's intention, that if Adam HaRishon would have done things properly and would not have deviated from Hashem's minimal instructions, Adam HaRishon was created on Friday, the sixth day of creation. He would have gone straight into Shabbos and everything would have been perfected. Unfortunately, as a result of deviating from Hashem's instructions with the Eitz Hadas, with other things, this is what ended up resulting in all types of destruction. We find another reason mentioned as to why Hashem created man last, so that if a human being would ever feel any type of arrogance or greatness that's improper, we could always say to them, the flies were here before you, were created before you. Everything else was in front of you. Rav Nosson Zal, in Likutei Halachos, in Hilchos Orla, Halacha Hey, which is part of Yoredeya, Rav Nosson Zal points out that these two reasons are actually one and go together hand in hand. We find that the Torah tells us in many places that in order for a Jew to come close to Hashem, in order for a Jew to accomplish his mission in this world, to succeed in Torah, to have a connection with Torah, which means a connection to Hashem, because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one, are all one. So in order for a Jew to have a connection to Torah, to Hashem, one of the most important qualities is humility. We find in Pirkei Avos, which are the choicest statements of all the rabbis of the Gemara, Pirkei Avos begins with Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Sinai. There are commentaries that ask, what do you mean? It should have said Moshe Kibel Torah meHaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does it say Moshe Kibel Torah miSinai? Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from the mountain. The mountain gave him the Torah? Or is it Hashem that gave him the Torah on the mountain? And they point out that there's an incredible critical message in these words. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one chosen to receive the Torah and the one to pass it on to the Jewish people more so than any other Jewish leader because of his success in this quality, Sinai. Sinai, Mount Sinai represents humility. Har Sinai, the Torah tells us, was the smallest of the mountains, the lowest of the mountains, and that's why Hashem chose this mountain over all other mountains to be the one upon which the Torah was given. The Pasuk says, Eshkon Esdako. Hashem says, I will reside, I will rest on the one who is low, humble, we find that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that all the prophets, all of them received their prophecy via Moshe Rabbeinu. So that here we see that when the Torah tells us that both at the time of creation and then again in this week's Parsha, where it speaks about, it describes the laws pertaining to man, the Torah makes an incredible important point, a double point. Point number one, man is the most important one in creation, and his mission is the most important one in the eyes of Hashem, and therefore Hashem made sure to put everything in place, everything, so that when man would be introduced to the picture, he has everything he needs to complete the purpose of creation. That's why he's last. And again, in order for him to really succeed, it's going to be critical for him to be able to remind himself that whenever he feels any type of arrogance, he can always tell himself that everything else came first. That this is the winning attitude. When a person has this attitude of humility, that I'm the last one on the list, this is one of the ingredients, one of the qualities that's needed for a person to succeed in accomplishing his mission.